let's go up to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 28. Measure 28 is the measure of 6'4". We'll go that far from 18. 18 to 28, we'll go low brass first because you folks have the first entrance here at 18. All right, here we go.
4.
Can you hear all of this, the timing attacks? The timing is way off, especially after we have the measure of 5, the dotted half and a half note. Do, do, da, da, do, do, da, da, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do, do, da, da, do, do, da, da. Low brass, take it at 23. You got the two measures of dotted, dotted quarter, quarter. Then you got that 5 count sustain, and then you go back to that same rhythm. Do, do, da, da, do, do, da, da, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do, do, da, da, do, do, da, da. Here we go, those 5 measures.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just up to the 6-4. We're still not getting the same energy on that fourth measure of this chunk. Do, do, dot, dot, do, do, dot, dot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do. You gotta come in on that 1 after that sustain for 5. One more time.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I still think you're coming in late on that, on measure 4. Could you sing that one time for me, low brass?
4.
Okay, now I'll play it.
4.
This is from 18, so you've got 8 for nothing, and then you've got 10. Rest for 10. Here we go.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. That again?
4.
2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I think I messed you up there. I didn't count the measure of 4. I'm not gonna blame my glasses, but I'm gonna blame my glasses. Okay. One more time, Ellis, please.
4.
2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll take Mellows and low brass. Same chunk, Mellows and low brass. Low brass, we're gonna take this back to 18. Okay, back to 18, up to 28. 18 to 28.
4.
These meters, okay? We're only, it's mostly 5, and we throw in a A measure of six once in a while. Same chunk, same people.
Four.
Let's take the sopranos. 8 for nothing plus 10.
4.
2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're not quite sure how long that sustain is, because we stopped like three different places on the sustain. And when we get to the 6-4 measure, that has never sounded the way it should. And I'm thinking about changing the parts. It's a unison part, everyone's playing the same thing, and we don't all miss the G sharp. Do, 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 do. Could you play just that measure? Do, 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 do.
Four.
Play the A together. We played different notes. I didn't hear an A. I heard some A's. Could you play an A? Let me hear an A. Ready, go. Ready, go. Okay.
Four.
Yeah, that's the best you played it. However, when we don't start the chart here, we start the chart like 20 bars earlier. So you've got to play music and you've got to play two measures of five before you get to that. Now, can you play the 6-4 measure just like you did when we add two measures of five before? Okay, let's take the same chunk sopranos. 8 for nothing plus your 10 count rest.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think everybody can hear the discrepancies, especially in the soprano voice. Because I'm hearing cracking on the first note, which also happens to be an A. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. Sopranos, you're gonna start where you're supposed to start. And when we get to the 6-4, do, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, breath. Okay? Do, 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 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, breath. So let's try that. Soprano, start on the measure of 6-4, and then count me the next two measures of five, and the next measure on one, say breath. So you're gonna go do, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, breath, okay?
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
2, 2, 3, 4, 5, breath.
Okay, let's play that, please. Starting on a measure of 6-4.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can we do that all the time now? Okay, let's go all in. Let's go all in. 18 to 28. 18 up to the 6-4 measure. Or the second 6-4 measure. Here we go.
4.
Sopranos, except for the last two bars. You pretty much nailed that. You kept it in time for the first time in weeks, maybe months, maybe years. But now, when we get to the do, do, dot, dot, do, do, dot, dot, we're all playing unison. Let's all play the two bars before the 6-4. This is where we just ended the show. Do, do, dot, dot, do, do, dot, dot. Okay, all in?
4.
All I hear, I have a B natural dotted quarter on the top. Then I have an F fifth line in the second voice and a B in the third voice. I don't hear the F. Okay, so we've got, what's that chord here? B, F, B, F, B, B, B. Good. Let's hear those on B. Let me hear the B. Ready, go. Yeah, those of you on F, ready, go. Okay, we're going to play the F and I'm going to add the B on top. Here we go. Eddie, F. That's how it should sound, okay? That's how it should sound. Let's take those two bars. Much better, much better. Now, can we do that by going back to 18? 18, up to where we just stopped.
4.
Chunks, okay, but unfortunately we have to do that. We have to expand, okay? So you've got to be able to play those small chunks when we add chunks before and after them the way you just did, because that sounded really nice. It was in balance and it was in time, and we made our entrances on one at the same time, which when we do that really makes the chart very engaging and very exciting. All right, we're going to go to No, I want to hear the next bar. The next bar is 6-4, which is mellophone and low brass. Just that next bar, mellows and low brass.
4.
Now, can we make that second to last note long? Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Not do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
4.
So making that, even though it may not be as long as you wanted to make it, because you tried to do that, you slowed the air down just enough to make that note blend with that measure. Good job. Now we have one more measure before 30. So let's take the 6-4 plus the next 5-4 measure. Okay, so we're going to go 28-29 up to 30. 28-29 up to 30. We'll just take the same chunk with mellows and low brass.
28, 29. 4.
All I got was mellophone at measure 29. That's all I got. Do, 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 do. You guys like kind of evaporated there. Do, 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 do. You gotta play that out. Same chunk.
4.
One more time.
4.
We're going to add the sopranos this time. Same chunk, adding the sopranos.
4.
Let's go, everybody at measure. Everybody on measure 29, just measure 29.
4.
da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da.
Four.
And you don't have to put that much weight on that note. Even though there's a hip, no, I've got a tenuto accent on it. So the tenuto, you shouldn't be putting the weight at the beginning of the note. It should be more, you're leaning towards the second note. With a hairpin, you're decrescendoing and connecting to the second note. Tenuto, you're not putting the weight at the beginning of the note. All the way through the note and push to the second note. Okay, one more time on that measure.
Four.
Okay, now we're gonna go all the way back to 18. We're going to play 18 up to 30, and we're not going to lose time. We're going to make sure that we hit the first count of each measure right on one. Here we go, measure 18 to 30.
Four.
Before the 6/4 bar. Stick it one more time. I know it says it's double up. It's marked fortissimo, but it needs to be controlled, okay? If it's controlled and played in time with great tone quality and it's in tune, it's gonna communicate just as much or more so than if you were trying to play it at 2F and you were out of tune with bad quality and bad timing and all. Just relax and stay under control, okay? Forget it. I'd rather have you play it mezzo forte and have it and nail it than to try to play it fortissimo and have little glitches along the way, because the line is playing so well. You can hear the errors, you can hear those little speed bumps because the line is playing well. If the line wasn't playing well, that'd go by, I'd never hear it. There'd probably be a half dozen of other things that we'd have to deal with. But because the line plays so well, because we play in tune, for the most part, we play with really good tone quality. All those errors are really magnified. So just relax and control. Okay, here we go, same chunk, 18 to 30.
Four.
Number 26 and 27, we all play the same rhythm. And how many first sopranos are going up to the D on that second measure, 28? Okay, that's too many. So work it so it's at least 2 and 2. It has to be either 2 and 2 or 1 and 3.
We're usually stepping out, so these two guys play.
Okay. All right, that should work. Yeah, because that B natural is way too much. All right, one more time. This is the last time on this chunk. Last time, 18 to 30. That was a good job. That was a good run the last time. Here we go.
Four.
Good job. All right, let's get off of this and Let's go to, really good work. Good work, really, really good. Okay. All right, let's just run. Roy, we don't have to go in there at 3 now. We're going in at 4?
3:30.
3:30, okay. All right, let's run Masquerade. The other thing that you did really well with the Incredibles on this last chunk was you kept in time. That really ever keeps in time. We really were able to end it at 30 at 176 that we started at 18. So that was good. If we can create the muscle memory with the tempo, that would be a very good thing. Okay. I'm just gonna count you in here. We'll use the soundscape when we get to the